because of the coalition nature of government, there's also a problem between our prime minister and his deputy, who is from the other party in this coalition. So the issue of consultation was not really taken well, because in our constitution, there's nowhere where the prime minister is obliged maybe to consult when he does anything to his partner in the coalition. So we're still having that problem, sir, on the ground.
How are Basotho taking this stalemate, and how best can this be resolved?
It is very unsettling indeed, because nobody is sure what is going to happen. There's been an attempted coup, which was very clear. Now, that has really made the people very unsettled on our political spectrum. And lastly, I might say, it's not settled until Tamudi himself really relinquishes power and maybe make way for the gentleman who is entering, who is known as Mr. or Lieutenant General Maaparangwe Mahau. So we are having that problem at the moment. So Basotho are very unsettled. There's so much uncertainty, and of course the business is really not doing well because of this. Every time it's 6 o'clock in the evening, everybody wants to get to his own household to make sure that he does not meet a bullet or something like that.
Some people are proposing that perhaps there should be a constitutional amendment that would strengthen the king to take certain measures to restore law and order, as well as maintain the country's territorial integrity and stability in the country. What is your assessment on that?
Well, yes, we still have that. The king is supported by the Council of State, which, of course, confines a lot of people from higher offices, like the general himself, police commissioner, member of opposition, and other officials like the attorney general and all that. So we just need to maybe to have that group have some teeth so that they can help whenever there's a problem and have some certain powers of saying, no, the buck will last here or will stay with us whenever there's a problem. But right now, it is the prime minister and the prime minister alone, and of course with these other people who are realistically very trusted people who are very near him. So most of the is now with the prime minister. But I would hate to see a monarch who can take that, because I do not want to put the monarchy in danger. I don't want to see my king being beheaded like Charles I in England in the older times.
Are you therefore saying that there's too much power that resides constitutionally with the prime minister?
Definitely so. I don't think he can even deny that himself, the incumbent prime minister.
As a leading member in the Senate, what are the senators saying? What are they doing about this? Despite a SADC effort to resolve this stalemate, it appears the stalemate is not going anywhere. So what are you doing as a lawmaking body to help resolve this impasse?
We have really suggested to the facilitator, the Deputy President of South Africa, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa. We've made some suggestions, and he's coming weekly into the city. So the ball is still rolling. Well, very, very, maybe slowly for others, but there are so many other things that has to be changed in the Constitution itself and other laws that will rule whenever we have a coalition in our government.
So are you going to propose that amendment if things become stable so that there are laws governing coalition government, in future?
Definitely, this is our. But now there are lots of people who are very much in the hurry to open the parliament so that they can call for motion of no confidence against the incumbent prime minister, which I think is a very quick solution that cannot help Basotho at all. So where we are now is maybe to take the working document which Dr. Prasad from New Zealand, who was sent by the Commonwealth to come and help us maybe to straighten out things. So there are those proposals of trying to inhibit what we call cross-flowing, which brings a lot of conflict among the MPs. That's the first thing. Now, one of the issues that he really did say in his proposal was that to have a very professional and not affiliated kind of civil service. That is to say, very loyal to any government that comes into power. which I know is very difficult in many states, of course.